My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
It's a water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this upstate Monday morning. Let's get into it. Item number one. Number one, lost. Number four, lost. Number eight, almost lost, I did. Number nine, lost. Number 10, lost. Number 11, lost. And number 25, lost. It was a weekend. Oh, and number 22, lost. It was a weekend of upsets in the landscape of collegiate football, and it has led to the biggest shakeup in the AP top 25 in a hot minute. Texas, who was on the bye this week, remains at the number one spot, but now they own 52 of the 61 first place votes. Texas is at number one. The only other team to receive first place votes was number two, Ohio State. They got 9 of them, so the Buckeyes make their way into the number two position. Texas.
Back where they were in the first place, how they started at number two, and everybody jumped them, and they moved them back to three, which was stupid and very disrespectful, and it's ridiculous.
It wasn't disrespectful. Until this weekend, you didn't play a damn nobody. It's real simple.
And neither did most of those other teams.
I would disagree entirely. Bama, who jumped you, beat the number one team in the country. Granted, lost to Vanderbilt the next week, but they won the game. Sure. But you were what, three? Like, let's not act like you had tumbled down to 10.
We're at two, dropped down to three without losing. I don't get that.
Bama also hadn't lost, but they beat somebody.
Yeah, whatever.
You hadn't beat nobody. Okay. In fact, you beat a better, let's not pretend I was good, but a better Iowa team. At least it was a step up. Either way, Ohio State checks in at number two this week. They are one spot ahead of a soon-to-be opponent in the Oregon Ducks, who are up three spots, 2-3. Penn State is now in the AP top five at number four. They're up three spots to number four, one spot ahead of the first team with a loss, the University of Georgia. Now, I will say,
why is Georgia ahead of some teams that are undefeated?
Well, there's two teams that are undefeated, technically three if you include BYU. The team that has, or the next team with zero losses, is one spot behind them in the University of Miami, and I'll tell you why my theory is that Miami is behind Georgia. Miami has had now 2 weeks in a row where they have been down to it. Last drive, and 2 weeks now, a review went against the opponents and in favor of Miami. That was very clearly wrong. I mean, just Miami has gotten a beneficial and incorrect instant replay that has prevented them from losing 2 weeks in a row. Miami should have two losses right now. Virginia Tech last week and Cal this past Saturday. They got bailed out twice. Here's the thing. I am now at the point where the people who are saying that there is a conspiracy amongst the conferences to utilize officiating to protect their bowl-driven teams, their playoff teams, I can't fight those people. I think those people now have a pretty big bullet in the gun with Miami being bailed out not once but twice in a row against Tech and against Cal, and I think the AP votes reflect that. I would also point out that Georgia lost one game, and it was to the team that would become the number one team in the country, Alabama. However, Alabama losing to Vandy dings that a little bit, which is why I think Bama's going to take it out of the Gamecocks this weekend.
Only a little?
Only a little. They're ahead of Miami.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, they are now two spots ahead of number seven. 7, Alabama, a team that beat them. Explain to me why the order's not Miami 5 at 6-0, Alabama 6th, Georgia 7. Would Alabama straight up beat Georgia head-to-head?
Yeah, I can't explain that.
Explain that to me.
I will explain that this poll means nothing. It's just the one we have until the CFP comes out. And who knows how the CFP would have done it.
I don't disagree, but I also think the CFP is impacted by the AP poll. The folks that sit down in that room, whether or not they will acknowledge they take it into consideration.
It's not supposed to.
Sure. But the folks that, again, as has been pointed out many times, the people who sit in that room and put the CFP rankings together, they don't watch every game of every team. They are taking other people's opinions into play. So, of course, it matters. Alabama at number 7. Tennessee, after their loss to Arkansas, falls down to number 8. That is the second biggest fall of the weekend outside of Michigan and Alabama. Excuse me, third biggest fall of the weekend. Bama down 6 spots to 7. Tennessee down 4 spots to 8. Michigan down 14 positions, down to number 24.
Why are they still ranked?
I guess someone has to be in. Because they're defending champs, honestly. They're defending champs. They want to keep them as close to being. Because, again, what's the miracle story? Michigan lost 2 games, but then they ran the table and they got in. And they can't throw the damn football. They're not winning anything, all right? But they're number 24. Ole Miss, number 9, 1 spot ahead of number 10 and making their debut in the top 10. The Clemson Tigers show up in the top 10 after the win over Florida State. That is 5 spots upwards for Los Tigres at 4-1. They are 1 spot ahead of number 11 and undefeated, the Iowa State Cyclones. Notre Dame is tied at number 11 with Iowa State at 4-1, up 3 spots. LSU 13, BYU 14, 15, Texas A&M after they decimated Mizzou this weekend. Utah at 4-1 goes to 16, 4-1. Boise State goes to 17. A 3-way tie for 18th, because that's how numbers work. Indiana, Oklahoma, and Kansas State are all tied at 18. Mizzou drops 12 spots down to number 21 after they got just the dog snot beat out of them by A&M. Pittsburgh 22, Illinois 23, Michigan, the highest ranked 2-loss team, is 24, and SMU makes their debut in the top 25 after a win over Louisville this weekend. They moved to number 25.
I told you SMU was going to beat Louisville.
In the top 25. USC right just outside with 98 votes. Nebraska, Navy, and how about Army and Navy this weekend? I'm going to tell you right now, Navy's going to be a fun watch this year, because Navy can throw the ball now. Blake Horvath is an 1,800-1 long shot to win the Heisman, and I'm tempted to put a dime on him, because Navy was freaking fun to watch this weekend. They are averaging 46. Navy is averaging 46 points in 460.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
66 yards of offense. Navy, a service academy. 46 points, 467. All right, it's ridiculous. Let's go to item number 2.
I was going to say, the only pure college football left.
The service academy.
You can't transfer out.
You ain't wrong.
And you can't transfer in. You
ain't wrong. Major League Baseball playoffs continue last night. The Phillies win a dramatic walk-off win to level the series with the New York Mets. If you're not watching Phillies Mets, I hate these two teams with a fire and burning of 1,000 suns. This is a fun series to watch. Squared at 1-1 after a 7-6 win for the Phillies last night. Nick Castellanos comes to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, drives a single out to the left field wall that scores Trey Turner, and the Phillies are now back in this series as it will now head to New York for games 3 and 4. If needed, a game 5 will be played back in Philadelphia. This series has been wild. By the way, the Mets were trailing by a couple before they started launching dingers all over the field. They had they put up one in the sixth, one in the seventh, two in the top of the ninth to take the lead, and then to tie the game, and then the Phillies barnstormed them in the bottom of the ninth. Later on that night, Padres Dadgers. It turns out, like I said, the Padres are pretty good at baseball. 10-2 winners last night over the LA Dodgers. Yu Darvish gets the dub after a 7-inning, 3-hit, 1-run gem of a game that we're going to talk about this in a minute was incredible because Jurickson Profar and Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm a Padres fan for this postseason. I already was because, like, if my team gets bounced for the postseason, unless it's to a rival, if my team gets bounced for the postseason, I root for the team that bounced them, right? Like, if the Braves can't win the World Series, I want the team that eliminated the Braves to win the World Series. But Jurickson Profar last night in an act that I'm going to bring up in a minute because I think even Lonzo's going to go for a not a big baseball guy. I think Lonzo's going to go, that's hilarious. Because he trolled an entire stadium and television network last night in this win. It was phenomenal. That series now tied at one apiece after the Dodgers had a comebacker in game number one to take the win. Two games tonight, 4-0-8. The Tigers and the Guardians. Cleveland leads that series 1-0. The Yankees lead the Royals 1-0. That game tonight at 7:38 p.m. Let's go on to item number three. Yesterday, the National Football League had a bunch of contests because it was Sunday. That's how the NFL works. Most of them are Sundays.
They were even on early, so they were like on all day.
9:30 a.m. kick. And by the way,
Sam Darnold is 5-0.
Outdueled Aaron Rodgers over in jolly old England. The Vikings are 5-0. Sam Darnold is 5-0. Do you find yourself kind of rooting for Sam Darnold a little bit?
Absolutely.
I kind of do. Yeah. Like actively rooting for Sam Darnold. I can't stand the Vikings. Actively rooting for Sam Darnold. 36-10, Carolina gets done away with by the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams, 20 of 29, 304, and a pair of touchdowns. And who scored both of those touchdowns? None other than former Carolina Panther, DJ Moore, who is a Bear so that the backup quarterback, Bryce Young, could be a Panther. Andy Dalton, 18 of 28 for a 136 and one pick, no tutties, a QBR of 32.7. After this was well done and over, they sent out BY to get some live snaps. 4 of 7, 58 yards, no touches, no picks in that one. The only touchdown on the day for the Carolina Panthers came in the first quarter when Chuba Hubbard reeled off a 38-yard touchdown run. They would not find the end zone again. That 38 yards made up over a third of Chuba Hubbard's 97 on the day. Nobody else had double digits rushing. In fact, your second leading rusher on the day was Bryce Young with one carry for 8 yards. Nobody else had more than 6 in this one. Jalen Coker showing up. That's a name me and Rashad Beard have been saying a bunch of times. Keep an eye out for the development of this kid. 4 grabs, 68 yards. Mingo had 37. Sanders, 27. Deontay, 23. Nobody else with more than 13 in the game. Carolina just looked bad. They looked bad a week after they were competitive with Cincinnati. Well, now I think that does nothing more for me, great one, than confirm Cincinnati's bad, not Carolina was on the up. That just confirms the Bengals are a bad team.
I don't think the Bengals are as bad as their record. I don't. They should have won yesterday. So, I mean, against Baltimore, should have. If someone would know how to tackle when you got your hands on Lamar Jackson instead of getting stiff-armed twice.
Twice. Either way, the Carolina Panthers are not good. I don't think I'm out on that thin of a branch saying that.
Way to go there.
Yeah. It's those kind of hot takes that people are here for.
I know. That's what makes us award-winning.
Don't touch your speakers right now. It's 20,000 degrees with the hot take that I just spit, with the fire I just dropped. Carolina's not very good.
So fire, he forgot that he has a fire cut that he playing.
No, I got to do it there. Because I'm editing audio during the break, so okay. Listen, I'm going to take the time to switch it over to play.
There you go.
Hot takes only.
It's getting hot in here. So
hot takes only. Carolina's not good at football. Hot take.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
You can't say that. You cannot. That's just, no. You can't. You can't bring those hot takes in here on a Monday morning.
No. Not today.
Carolina's not good at football. That's bad. Now, I will say this. At 3-2, I think Chicago's better than everybody gave him credit for. Caleb Williams, not great. Finding himself, feeling himself a little bit.
Who have they beat?
The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, it really does come down to that.
They have defeated the Tennessee Titans, the LA Rams, and the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
They've lost to the Texans by 6 and the Colts by 5, and that was Joe Flacco. Did you see Joe Flacco running the ball like he's freaking Lamar Jackson yesterday? Flacco's my favorite person.
He's having a good time.
He's having so much fun. Because he's like, as soon as Anthony Richardson's back, I'm taking my ass back to the bench. So why not, right? Well, why not?
It's like, you want to pay me a couple million, come sit on the bench. I play a game every once in a while. I'll do that.
Joe Flacco, go. My man out here running the ball like he's Michael Vick for no reason. Hey, we got to run to a break. So I did that because we're talking about quarterbacks running. And then I said, we got to run to a break. I'm a professional.
Get out of here with those hot takes, Rob Brown.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.